Blog Talk Radio.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream, the cop shot the kid. I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Cab. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Been the best since I stepped in. Bring a hooker to the motherfucking Jetson. In the sack, break a bag like a redskin. Need the dough like a crown to get the bread thin. Tree to make the head spin. Every season play the corner like I'm Revis. Light skins are heavy bearded like I'm Jesus. New York City, Queensboro be the backdrop. I bring it back to on the benches, need a black top. Big things see me moving like a Sasquatch. Money, I'm in pursuit, Cuchillo inside the boot. Bitches are on display, get brain inside the coupe. Shift gears, this with the left, which means I'm on the right. Get paid by any means, you hold it, say goodnight, kid. Two fingers hold the potion when I'm smoking. Slow motion, snatch a snap out the ocean. In my lungs go to drugs like the red chief. Red leaf lettuce, blood money on the bench seat. 12 courses, laid up on a long table. age line got me spinning like a cradle. For fly women, use a condom cause it's fatal. Hazel live bitches always blazing up the basil. The red razor clothing features in your facial. Creeping corona, pumping in the Villalona. Puffing cheap in the street by the Chimi corner. Do no stop by me, motherfuckers are sloppy. I'm the captain of the rap, you talking
up
about
in Niagara Falls.
Make your wifey suck a bag of balls. I'm sick, just like a magic cough. Same person on camera, or when the motherfucking camera off. Hair strength in the desert can knock a camel off. Sheep straight out of the club to let the hammers off. Off the bullshit, whole click, throw thick, no shit. Piss drunk and they smoke sticks. Not a word of English, but they hold a four-fifth. Feel a jumpsuit, sandals, know the whole
young
shit.
Young kids walking around, got the Desi in here. Going
boom, shakalaka,
like it's NBA Jam. Never speak the fuzz.
Ayo, they made it, you, we cheat the drugs.
Tap out the reefer, show them how to use your speakers, cuz. The roasted peppers, sweet tomatoes, heirloom. We on the beach, fresh the beach, and we in Cancun. Fly girly, curly hair is getting ran through. We in the shower, give me head, shampoo. Swimming drunk, to accentuate the ankle. Eyes blue, put the children money in the bank. Oh, Giuseppe Franco, take the cash and tango. A straight stone, sly, thank you. Bye, peace, one, fuck you.
Mic check. Get smooth to any groove, relax the tongue. Let my mic take a cruise around the planet. Packing men like Janet Jackson. She's asking if I can slam it.
Yo, Red Man, man, what the fuck, man? Get the fuck off
that
punk smooth shit, man. Get with that rough shit, man. You know how we do.
Mic check. I walk around the street with the black tech now by the waistline, picking our hype shit. I never claimed to be the best type of rapper, but have to show the motherfuckers what I'm after. I'm after the gold, then after that the platinum. Beef after that, Hurricane Chief hacks the gap, son. Chigga bang bang, yo bust the slang with my name. It's the Red Man on the funk thing. Psych your motherfucking right tonight. To do what I wanna do, to do it like dynamite. The one perfected, when the funk been ejected. I roughen up the rough drive to like make your head split. Huh, pass the 40 in the blunt and don't front on the block. Cause when you do front, brother, you get the start. I'm not an addict, more like Puff the Magic. Then pass it when I'm through, cause my crew got to have it. I don't claim to be a big rap star, cause no matter who you are, you still catch a bullet scar. So listen up and take heed to what I'm saying, cause tonight's the night, and me and my niggas ain't playing. You wanna see me get cool, please, save it for the breeze, cause the lyrics and tracks make me funky like cottage cheese. Fuck the smooth shit, I get down with the boom bip like you tip. I kick more styles than blue shoes kick. But tonight, what I write tonight is type of funk with the flavor like Mike and Ike. Hanging out with my niggas, the pistol posse, keep their fingers on the triggers. I keep the 40 between my lap cooling, rolling down the highway. Blunt system pump cause it's Friday. Roll over to pick my boys up. We raise a lot of noise cause we can do that, black. To get the Bozak, Jack, be nimble. I do the type of evil that men do, like cursing out my window at a bitch in the spring too. So turn the volume up a notch and watch the boom, boom. Make your speakers pop. That's the funk when it pumps, it makes you rump. Jump, 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 jump. But if you wanna see a fly but frantic, romantic, more slicker than my man Rick. You better check the yellow pages under smooth shit. Cause Red ain't down for the bullshit. Niggas fucked up by letting me make an album.
How come
to get on the mic and let my fucking style run? Popular demand, I expand my hand to the mic and let my mouth hit the flim flam. I get sex, I get wrecked, I puff mad blunt. I get vexed, I break neck, punch, I go front, chump. Yo, fuck, yo, turn this shit off, man. Yo, put a new record on.
You're locked into The Fix with Chantel and Puma, and we got a special guest today, Benny Buttons. And Benny, I have to tell you, bruh, I have to thank you. I have to thank you for once for being on the show. And the other thing I have to thank you for is thank you for giving me the permission to put my grown man on and drink my drink with my pinky out, brother. How you doing, man?
Well, look, man, I appreciate you guys having me. Real shit, this is dope. And, yeah, you know what? Look, man, I was raised, you have class if you raise your drink with your pinky up. You know what I mean?
Thank you for reminding me that, man. I'm like, wait a minute. I got to join the club. I got to do it. So I got my drink out now, you know.
I feel you.
That's a distinguished gentleman drink when you got your pinky up. That means you're a part of the gentleman's club.
That's it.
Well, Benny, thank you for joining us. We truly appreciate it. And so I'm going to give you the floor. I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what do you do, just so that the viewers kind of get a little bit of a version of who you are.
Okay. I'll do my best. I don't like talking about myself much. So, born and raised in the Bronx. I live in Florida now. I do music, but I do music more so now as a therapy diary session. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of up there in my age, so it's a young man's game now. I ain't got time for all that touring and trying to get signed and, you know, this, that, and the third. I'm a father of four, single dad. My
Congrats.
Oldest lives
That's
with
awesome.
Me. I got
that
custody
is awesome.
Of my son
Big
when he turned two. Yeah, I appreciate it. I got custody of him in the Bronx, which, you know, that shit don't happen.
Yeah.
That shit
right.
don't happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
So everybody was like, you know, they were trying to be supportive, but also, you know, telling me, like, look, don't put your eggs in one basket because it really don't happen. But I still fought, and God is good, you know? I got my boy.
You know what? That's a big up because you don't see a lot of fathers. Not that you don't see a lot of fathers doing it, but it is a blessing to see a father take on a role. My brother has four kids, and he is a single parent. I'm a single parent of a son who's 17. So that's a big not even a big accomplishment, but just for you being a dad and being a part of their lives, that's awesome.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, big ups to you. A single mom, you're a single parent. Single parent, you know the struggle.
Yes, and it is a struggle, but you know what? The best thing is keep your game face on, keep pushing, and you do what you have to do for your kids, and that's what keeps you being motivated. So,
factual.
With that being said, when did you start, or when was your start for the love of hip-hop? Like, when was the first time you knew that you fell in love with hip-hop?
Audio 2.
Wow.
Top Billing is one of my favorite songs. Like, that and I Got It Made by Special Ed. Those are like my two favorite hip hop songs. You know, I Got It Made was very braggadocious, but Audio 2's Top Billing was something that was fresh and new, where he was saying shit backwards at times, and it was dope.
And then, when did you start writing or wanting to write music? Like, when did that start?
I want to say I was a late bloomer with it. Like, me and my friends used to, you know, walk to the bodega or to the park to play ball or something like that. And, you know, we would go back and forth line for line, ball for ball and shit. But I never took it seriously until I was 21 when I did my first song.
Wow.
So I want to tell you, I was a late bloomer.
Did you do, like, the whole song?
No, it was it was just a verse. I was doing a guest verse on, I was messing with some guys from Brooklyn, and it was through work I had met them, and they were called the Armageddon Family out in Brooklyn, and we did a song called The Last Mohicans. I brought to them the beat, though. We used Hector Lavoe, La Mulga de Panama beat. He reversed the horns,
nice.
And we made a whole track about that called The Last of the Mohicans.
That's dope. Do you have
the
that?
Song was
that
trash. No,
to?
The song was trash. I wish I did, yo. I can't say the song was trash because lyrically I've always been sound, but like my delivery, there was no confidence in my voice.
Okay.
You know, you can tell the confidence when you listen to somebody. They can have bars, but If they ain't got confidence behind it, you gonna hear it.
Yeah, of course. It's the delivery and it's the presentation that you give. Yeah, for sure.
So, but I mean, I thought I had a copy of it. I know I have a friend in New York that might have a copy of it, but I haven't been able to get my hands on my first song.
Yeah, it's a dope concept to have Hector Lavoe in the background, but then to even be able to kind of tweak it to your own, I think that's pretty dope. So that's pretty awesome to even have that mind frame at 21 when you did that, you know, to be able to produce something like that. So yes, if you have it, we'll definitely take it. Then one more question, I would guess. What is your favorite artist? I know who it is, but what's your favorite artist?
Hands down, is DMX. You know what I mean?
Okay, all right.
All day. His energy, man.
Yeah.
His energy was unmatched.
He was the underdog. Yes. He definitely was an underdog, and I think he brought such a charismatic approach to hip-hop. It was very gutter and street, and I thought that was always the dopest thing about hip-hop was the fact that it was actually, like, it's the streets talking, and they're telling you their story, and he went through so much and kind of guided us through so much with him that he's very respected. He's also one of my favorites in my top five. He's one of the ones that had so much talent and brought so much to the table when it came to hip hop. And so with that, what do you think about hip hop now?
I'm gonna leave it at just because I don't know what's big about this shit right now.
Yeah,
it's you know,
I feel you.
You can't knock it because you know hip hop has grown from a quote unquote fad, right? When I was growing up, because I'm a 70s baby, so I grew up with the hip-hop. And I grew up in the Bronx, so it was there. And it was labeled a fad. Just a fucking fad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to the point that hip-hop is so big that it's like rock and roll. Rock and roll got genres. You got alternative.
Yeah.
You got classic rock. You got, you know what I'm saying? We have genres.
Fat.
And we got bubblegum rap. You know what I mean? Like, that's that radio, auto-tune. And not to knock anybody that uses it, you know, by all means, whatever works for you. But I grew up in an era where you prided yourself on sounding different, not like the next man. You know what I mean? Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I agree.
So I know it's like J. Cole. Go ahead. I love J.
Yeah,
Cole.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Who do you fuck with now?
I fuck with J. Cole. I like Kendrick.
Yes.
Sean, Big Sean, you know, it's hit or miss with me and him. Like, I don't know about Sean, but my son, out of all people, when he's 15, he put me on to this dude called Prof, like short for Professor, P-R-O-F. Yo, he's got this song called Fire Session. Yo, dude is different. I like him.
Okay.
I've heard a couple of songs from him, and I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I mean, you're right
guy,
when you say, like,
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yep. No. You're right. I was just about to say that. So that my brother put me on to him, and that's how I heard a couple of songs from him. And he's got that same type of kind of street mentality when it comes to rap. So and then he's underplayed because I feel like it's because he's white. So not a lot of people listen to him.
Right.
Or want to give
him
that platform. Because
he didn't come out the gate trying to sound like M.
Mm-hmm.
Like Asher Roth. You know what I'm saying? Asher Roth was dope. You know, college and all that. That song was dope. But, bro, you sound like Eminem chopping a screw.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
Right. So before we get back to the music, where can people find, because I know me and Chantel found you on TikTok. I love your content on TikTok. We just became Instagram buddies. Where can people find you? Tell people where you can find you.
Mostly it's on TikTok. I do post like some of my old music on my IG, which is, you can find me under Benny Button, straight one word, BENNIBUTTONZ. And it's the same for TikTok. But you can definitely always catch me on TikTok. Matter of fact, after this show, you know, I'm going to be going live. So I would be more than happy for you guys to come on as a guest because, listen, I'm going to be at 88,000, which is fucking phenomenal because this is stupid.
Wow. That's awesome.
I don't know how. I don't know how.
It's a
sophisticated drink. It's a grown man shit. That's what it is, bro. Because when I saw it, Chantel put me onto it. When I saw it, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is a brother I can follow. When you had the pinky out and you drink, I think you're drinking what Coke and Bacardi. I don't know
whiskey.
What it is. It looks like dark liquor.
It might
have been.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what it is.
Usually,
bro. It's that coolness.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's that grown man vibe you bring it,
bro.
It's the swag. It's the swag. That's how you got that.
Yeah, well, I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
it's
you
true.
Know what I'm saying? So
it's definitely true.
Go ahead. No, I'm a guest. I should fuck up. Go.
No, I was just going to
oh, no, you get the
flowers.
Big chair as a guest, man.
Yes, you get the big chair. Go ahead, finish. I was definitely giving you your flowers, but finish. Go ahead.
I'm just, you know, that's exactly, I'm glad you said that because, again, me being at where I'm at TikTok, it started out with me just doing it with my son, monitoring what he was on, and then he got bored with it and left me to fend for myself. And, you know, I found my niche in it where I was able to, you know, slowly but surely, not knowing really what TikTok was, to become myself and to be as much as TikTok lets me be myself because I've also got a little moniker that I'm a bad boy on TikTok because either a video's getting taken down or I'm getting suspended on my live for some shit.
But it's because you're real. And that's the difference that – and how I found Benny was just from scrolling. It was just like For You page jumped on and it was like he had such a cool come hang with me type of vibe. And you're very much so like personable, and of course you got 88,000 because it's all the girls that love them.
Well,
so I mean, pop the collar, it's okay. You can pop the collar, like, but it's true. You have this, you have a swag about you, but it's also the fact that like your content, even that the fact that you have so much confidence that I'm still kind of struggling with just being on live. Just finally getting to that live point where I'm able to jump on. You have a confidence about you with your content that you throw out, even to be able to do freestyles off of beats and things like that. Even before I really knew you, I was throwing you songs like, hey, Benny, play that. You know, I was like, if I bother you, I'm sorry. But once I seen that you were like, you were a lover of music as I am, that's already where it pops for me. So I feel like you bring a difference and you also bring truth. You're not afraid to kind of like just be who you are, say what you want to say, and you have no filter. And I love that because that's what the world is. We don't need to cover shit up. And I think with this generation, we kind of have that, you know, don't speak on certain things and don't say certain things. And no, we grew up from a generation where you speak your piece, and I respect that. So flowers are definitely given to you for that. And I feel like for 88,000, shit, keep doing what you're doing.
I appreciate it, and so this is why I'm saying, like, with the whole thing with the roses is, if I'm in this position, and if I could help anybody, I will, like, you know what I'm saying, and bring them on the show. I'm selective. I've learned to be selective because some people are just weird. If you bring them up to bullshit and talk
definitely.
With them, but like for instance, y'all, like, if I can use any part of my following to get you guys more followers, then that's dope for me. We should all be doing
appreciate
that,
it.
Helping each other out.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
For
definitely,
sure.
Bro. Definitely.
And you're not wrong when you say that there's weirdos on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
I was just telling Boom about that.
Yeah.
That there are some weirdos
getting me,
on TikTok.
Getting on me about that.
Yeah, no, nah, this shit is...
You didn't get on the live with me.
Because if I don't have anybody on live, it's really weird. Like, the reason why we started our live was to bring kind of our show to the forefront. And so, like, when he's not on, and then people are like, oh, yeah, jump on live with some random ass person. And 90% of the time I get people who don't speak English. And it's like, okay, what do I do with this? Like, how do we move here? Like, where do we go from
right.
here? So, no, I'm very selective with who I jump on with. But, no, I know good people when we see it. And so, and Puma's really, you know, it's just the vibe that you have. And I think just the vibe in general, like, I think for all of us to coincide and be able to give each other, you know, like you said, you know, if I can help you, you can help me, just to help us grow
yeah.
and, you know, continue on. Yeah.
That's what
definitely.
It's about. It's about building. People don't really understand power moves in numbers. Everybody's out
Amen.
For themselves Damn. So much. You don't understand
Say
power
that.
Moves in numbers.
Say that.
Mm-hmm.
Say,
you know
that.
What I mean?
Say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to kick some more music, and we're going to come back. It's Chantel. It's Puma, our special guest, Benny Buttons. I'm going to play something that you mentioned earlier, bruh. So hang tight. This is the fix.
All right, I got you.
I got the Mac, nigga, tell me what you gonna do.
Damn, niggas wanna
wanna stick me for my paper. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my paper. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my paper.
They heard about the Rolexes and the Lexus with the Texas license plates out of state. They heard about the pounds you got down in Georgetown, and they heard you got half Virginia locked down. They even heard about the crib you bought your mom from Florida, the fifth corridor.
Call the coroner. It's gonna be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing if my burglar alarm starts ringing. What you think all the guns is for? All-purpose war, got the Rockwellers by the door. And I feed them gunpowder so they can devour the criminals trying to drop my decimals. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my cream, and it ain't a dream, things ain't always what it seems. It's the ones that smoke blunts with ya, see your picture. Now they wanna grab their guns and come and get ya. Bet your biggie won't slip. I got the calico with the black talons loaded in the clip, so I can rip through the ligaments, put the fuckers in the bad predicament where all the foul niggas went. Touch my tetra, feel my Beretta. Fuck when I'ma hit you with your motherfuckers, better duck. I bring pain, blood stains on what remains of his jacket. He had a gun, he should've packed it, cocked it. Extra clips in my pocket so I can reload and explode on your asshole. I fuck around and get hardcore. C4 to your door, no beef no more, nigga. Feel the rough, scandalous. The more weed smoke I puff, the more dangerous. I don't give a fuck about you or your weak crew. What you gonna do when Big Papa come for you? I'm not running, nigga, I bust my gun in. Hold on, I hear somebody coming.
Hey, 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 I'm Batty Boy and I please. Come on, I bumbleclad, please. I don't love talk too much bumbleclad, fuck with. What I wanna run? I'm running out of my bumbleclad, please. Come on, tell me, please.
Check, I control your mind with one bomb I speak. And get you open like a prostitute's butt, yeah. Rappers get kicked in their mouth quickly, cause their feet refuses to reach beyond the beach. Have a seat quick, I speak and spit flicks on your cheek hits. Time to complete shit, no weak shit, I mean freak shit properly.
What?
I can feel myself becoming a lyric monopoly. Others will copy me, but repeat my shit sloppily. Shocking me with inclinations of rocking me.
What?
Insanity, it got to be. My true identity is never meant to see. I simply use the gift sent to me mentally.
Yo, word up, get from out my face before you get bust quickly.
That's the hip, the hibbit. I rip it in a minute, cause I'm gifted like December 25th. Now let me flip, I'm all knowing. Lyric and syllables thrown. Even when it's snowing, I'm party going. Free flowing and stomping. Never tiptoeing, overthrowing a car, big old bra. I got more styles than the planet got women. I got as many rhymes as many styles of women. Don't let me come out on that ass, start flipping. You're until I'm afflicted, acting ill and fitting. Picking the victim at random, slamming them, dragging to the stage and dismantling them. As my hydrogen turns to helium, I shine. None of your lyrics are feeling them. You rhyme like you should be wearing an apron, scraping a pot with a name like Miriam. But rappers talk too much shit and can't back it up with lyrics. Build your skills. Rappers talk too much shit and can't back it up with lyrics. It's time for the raw shit, not that on tour shit, that outlaw shit. That real hardcore shit, KRS run shit like diarrhea. Fighting motherfuckers, hear my name and get up out of here. I don't care this year, a lot of albums whack this year. Will KRS bring it? Oh yeah. Thanks for the invite, it's just about to get hype. That straight up raw street type shit is what it feels like.
Shit.
I will be just playing lyrical styles, I'm saying. Lyrical styles from the Miracle Child on Apollo Ilstar. Wildin' on your stereo dial. Smile, I've been here for a while. Keep my style while I go on with the song. I rock the microphone to take it to the streets with a cry on. Take a clacker, take a clacker. Take a spray can and slap a wax rapper. That's the money for videos, I don't have it. You're looking at the last MC with true talent. Get your tape recorder fast, kid. Boom-bastic, another classic. Turn up the cassette. All my styles are lyrically fantastic. You're moving while soothing any urges for food.
Come on,
unglue in your mouth from my private. The more the merrier, syllable superior. East Coast, West Coast battles are inferior. If I by myself, I'll take out the whole North America. We need to expand rap beyond the slam. Set up competitions with England and Japan. World Cup for rappers to really fuck shit up for fun. Yeah, I know I'll get it up with lyrics. Feel your skills. Rapping talk too much ish. Can't back it up with lyrics. Feel your skills. Rapping talk too much shit. Can't back it up with lyrics. Feel your skills.
You're locked into The Fix with Chantel and Puma with our special guest, Benny Buttons. We're going to be coming back and talking hip-hop news in a few. Stay locked.
Want me a groovy little thing with a small mouth. She likes cold, ain't the type to wear her heart out. She likes old school, hot life, Lauren. Brewing in the kitchen in the morning. Got her stomach in the flutter off the wet up. She be feeling toasty when I'm slotting it like butter. I've been trying to cut up on some cinema shit. The kid, you like bliss off a whiff of this bliss. Check me, really equipped with the figure spit. The syllable twist, the gift up, really to get the nearest to heaven. I went and seen it all, but wasn't nothing like you took a dip in it. And I knew I couldn't one night you. I like you too much, too bad for me. Hard to believe life is only what it has to be. She keeps passing me by so casually. I could die when she sweep me off my feet and get me high. My goodness gracious, quit playing. I'm trying to take it slow with your life. Back to the basics, spitting that poetic like a natural. I wanna make my honey bounce the afro. Back low with the ass up, she got angles. Baby, summer gorgeous, we entangled. Knowing that it takes two just to tango. She came with her bestie, split my mango. Groovy little thing with a smart mouth. She ice cold, ain't the type to wear her heart out. She like old school, hot flight, Lauren. Watch you brewing in the kitchen in the morning. Either you ballin' or sayonara, mama. I don't want drama, that's not my genre. Frank gon' repeat while I'm smoking ganja. If you dance on me, I'ma put it on ya. If you wanna, why don't we go rock steady? All you gotta do is tell me when you're ready. You got nothing to lose, don't you go stressy. You know that I'm the one, no second guessing. Every time I come around, talking about locking it down. You try and bounce, you be in the dipping out and then now. Running around the whole topic, like please stop, give me a sign. I'm trying to figure if I'm wasting my time or someone behind. Not the type to wait in the line, impatient. I've been grinding for the place that is mine. But I got peace if you feel like you ain't trying to decide. I'm gon' shine, honey, you can watch me float in the sky. Groovy little thing with a small mouth. She ice cold, ain't the type to wear her heart out. She like old school, hot flight, Lauren. While she's brewing in the kitchen in the morning. Groovy little thing with a small mouth. She ice cold, ain't the type to wear her heart out. She like old school, hot flight, Lauren. While she's brewing in the kitchen in the morning. While she's brewing in the kitchen in the morning. While she's brewing in the kitchen in the morning. Then we're rolling and controlling, hold that, and find me.
spread disease while a vaccine is what I write. Couldn't avoid this, sit tight, all aboard sick on my voyage. Purple explorers, seven warriors, my aura. You tired of air torture and boredom? My mom bring more to offer. High exalt the bold, the Lazarus sculpture, you penny weight style. While my piece alone around 3 pounds, I had to serve nerves and throw it down, stuck for a reason. Laid up a whole season, pen it passed out. Honeymoon is like Jack Gleason, blessing the whole reason. Until my niggas maxed out, hold the axe out. Whoever front, show the procedure. All these thugs now with misdemeanors. I seen y'all claws, Papa Zima. Fake minks with 90% of the fever. Thought y'all was killing them. I played the back with 2 dime Brazilians. Cognac and ice buckets, footing the flight, gilded them. Rock platinum like I sold a million. Trapped on my island like Gilligan. Really, Manhattan niggas here, you got a feeling. It ain't hard. Central Park, West Star. Split out the Malcolm Boulevard with no bars. I write scriptures. Me on beats is a faded attraction. When I give you the business, quarter throw vibes, we spinning sick shit. Got niggas wildin' like who is this on this 99 classical edition.
If I ain't home with my fam, where you at? Stash crib, cutting grams, where you at? I'm with my niggas and we're rolling and controlling the whole act. If I ain't deep in some ass, where you at? I'm in the Jeep, stash, where you at? I'm with my niggas and we're rolling and controlling, baby.
You're locked into The Fix with Chantel and Puma and our special guest, Benny Button. We're going to continue our conversation, all things hip-hop. We're going to be talking about some hip-hop news, Chantel, and so we can all chime in and some of the stuff that's been happening. I sent you some videos. I don't know if that's the first story you're going with P. Diddy. And he looks a little scary, but I'm going to turn it over to you, sweetheart.
Okay, so I was
going to
go with P. Diddy, but now I will. So P. Diddy went out live to, I guess, to go ahead and say how he wanted to help the black community and that everybody should be on the same page and everybody should have their 24 hours or 48 hours. It was sort of a rant, I feel like. And then he went on to say everybody. And I don't really know what I got from it because you sent it to me and I heard it and I was just like, it sounded like a bunch of shit. And then the guy who was behind it that was, you know, like, as P. Diddy talking, dude is like the commentary behind it. He was just like, well, like, you help artists like, you know, Biggie and fucking and Sean and all these other artists that you didn't.
Yeah, all the artists he mistreated. Yeah. Yeah.
That you stepped on to get where you're at. And I get it. You know, that type of industry is a cold world and you got to do what you got to do to get there. But a lot of people came to Diddy because Diddy was like the guy who could get you where you needed to be. Mary J. Blige even said some shit, how she felt about him for a certain time period. Faith Evans had something to say about him. So I just feel like it's always a good talk. Like it sounds good, but you've been sitting on millions and millions. You know what I'm saying? And you haven't once tried to help anybody but yourself. And that's fine if that's what you want to do. But at the same time, then be honest in that and don't try to sit here and do fuckery in order to make yourself feel like, you know, I feel like it's to make himself feel better. It's a narcissistic mentality of, you know, I'm just going to say this shit, but where's the action behind it? So, I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, Puma. What did you get from it?
I'm going to defer to my man, Benny. Hey, man, did you see the video? What do you think? I mean, he looked shook. Like, there was somebody, like threatening him to kind of do this. He was sweating. He was like waking up from a deep sleep. And it's like, oh, I gotta go help out people and all this other stuff. And I was like, well, you hear those stories about the industry and what happens behind the scenes and the Illuminati and all that stuff. That's what I started thinking. What about you, sir? What did you think when you saw that, or if you saw it?
Well, I didn't see it, but with Puffy, I refuse to call him Diddy. Oh, no, it's Puffy. I have boys on my block. Listen, I have boys on my block that went to high school with him in Mount St. Michael, and he got the nickname Puffy because he was so scrawny, and he was on the football team that he used to puff out his chest. That's where Puffy came from. So it was like, that's Puffy. He's Puffy regardless. Puffy, I think he's you know, he's come a long way from dancing in videos to so on and so forth. But what I want to say, I think he's part of that machine of that, you know, industry, Illuminati and shit like that. That man has, he has too many ventures, he has too many avenues where he's making money that I couldn't see him not being a part of that, because he is also arrogant. So you would know that he would try to force his way. Now, I got to be in there. I'm big time. I got to do this. I got to be part of that. So I think he may be getting some blowback from somebody maybe outside of the Illuminati, somebody that he knows maybe could touch him on some shit. Because, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, listen, he's being from Mount Vernon, but claiming Harlem, and then repping Brooklyn because of Big, like, you know what I'm saying? How you said, he stepped on people along the way.
Mm-hmm.
He's made some careers, but then he's also destroyed some careers. Look at G-Dep. What happened with G-Dep? What happened with Loon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These are artists that I wasn't fond of, but these were still my peers. Like, and fuck Diddy. I would never sign with Diddy. Never. Never. Like, money short term? No.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's all in the betterment of him. Because there's so much that has been going on from the very beginning, even past Big, past all these artists that he's had, that you've never seen him once reach out his hand. It's all, and the way he talks to people is, there's a documentary, actually, if you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. And it's about the bad boy, not reunion, but I guess like the tour, and every artist that he's had on the tour. And it's just, He requires a lot, and I'm not mad at that type of mind frame when it comes to business, especially when you're putting on a show. Like, you put a lot into it, I get it, but it's the way that how he talks to people, to the point where he kind of belittles you. So I just don't see him with all the shit that he's saying. I just need proof. Show me action. Anybody can say
Puffy
all they want about words.
Puffy.
Right, right. I agree. You can say whatever the fuck you want, try to save a community, but I ain't seen you do it yet, so... Yeah, that's all bullshit.
So when I watched it, a number of things stood out to me. There were a lot of people who were stitching the TikTok video and giving their own spin about how they think that he had his ex killed. He talks about how he wants to buy Disney. He wants to get like a group of people together, send your resumes and all this stuff. But what overshadows the video is that he looks shook. He looks like time is running out for him for whatever reason. Whatever's going to happen, something's about to happen, and time is running out. It's like he's been given a time limit to kind of, he's sweating. He looks shook, and that's what got me.
That's what happens when you sell your soul. That's what happens.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
what
karma.
I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
You I know, agree. That's karma. And fighting it in his ass.
Ain't no tears when that man's not here.
No.
Right.
There won't be nobody dancing in the videos.
No. I mean, look, he couldn't change Biggie. He could not change Biggie. Biggie would have just fucked him over and bounced. He tried to change the locks. He fucked over Loon, fucked over Mace, fucked over G-Jet. Let's say the countless groups, the little bands that he put together.
Yep.
He turned his back on X because he knew he couldn't change X, and X blew the fuck up. Like, Diddy is proving more to be that little mole that grows into a cancer.
Yeah. Well said.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You got another story for us, Chantel?
So. First and foremost, we're going to get off of that. I want to celebrate one of my favorite rappers, Nas. I posted him on every fucking social media that I possibly could. You know, he's almost 50. He's almost 50. He is, I've always
I've always, when I started hip hop, I started with Slick Rick, like all the old school songs, Slick Rick, Eric B and Rakim, like these are people that I grew up with. But when I finally felt that love for music was Nas. I just felt like he had that street mentality with so much, how can I say it, with so much education behind it, with so much storytelling, with so much, with just a difference in how he approached music, and he was slick with it. Like, the wordplay was ridiculous. And so I want to big him up real quick because he's almost 50. He's still present in the game. He's still making noise. If you have not heard Sorry Not Sorry with DJ Khaled and Jay-Z and him, do yourself a favor and listen to that song, because it just shows how he's not, when you're true to the mic and when you got, like, that's that pure talent, that's what that man brings to the table. So that's the big ups for that. Another quick story is one of my favorite R&B, and I know this is not hip-hop, but it's my R&B singer, Jesse Powell. He had passed away. He was a big, for people who know music, and just, and because I love hip-hop, I love R&B, but people sleep on him, and he was very well into the 90s, 2000s era, where the voice range and what he brought to it, even for that short period of time that he was there. If you've never heard You, listen to that song, and there's so many countless other songs that he's had that it's just like, people sleep on good artists like that. So, you know, that's one of the stories that I wanted to bring out. And just to, you know, just to give the big ups, and then also, you know, rest in peace to him. And then we go from that to the charges of the New Orleans performer. Let's see if you guys get it. Will face during his arraignment Monday, which will include first degree rape, and which carries an automatic life sentence if he's convicted. Who do you think I'm talking about?
Ooh.
Nobody knows.
You said
I'm
from New Orleans.
New Orleans, yep. New Orleans rapper.
New Orleans? Oh no, it can't be Lil Wayne, can it? No.
Nope.
Jay Electronica.
So this? Nope. Oh, no.
I don't even know where Boosie's from.
All right. Okay. No, it's not him. But the Grammy-nominated hip-hop performer Mystical is scheduled for arraignment on charges. On charges accusing him of rap and accusing him of raping and choking a woman, and allegedly possessing drugs at his Louisiana home. So this charge, the charges the performer will face during his arraignment Monday, will include first degree rape, which carries an automatic life sentence if he's convicted. Yeah, so it's crazy because he just got out. When? Like he...
Yeah.
It's about, I want to say about 5 years ago.
Yeah, like recently. Yes, so they're talking about, if indicated at least, with at least 10 counts. And this is not just including rape. It's including domestic abuse battery by strangulation, false imprisonment. That means he was holding someone hostage. Like, what the fuck, bro?
He shouldn't be calling
it's
in the sweet stuff somebody to help the bear. He should help his ass out.
Yeah.
Right, you know?
Move
no,
over
he doesn't need to help. He needs to sit his ass in jail.
Scooch over R.
He needs
Kelly.
To sit his
Just
ass
scooch
in jail.
Over.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So we're gonna be better, you know? Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, so, yeah, he's facing all those charges, and it's crazy because I liked Mystical when he first came out. Mystical was that danger. Like, he was different.
He's
and
energy,
it was,
energy.
Yeah, he was so live. He was like a Busta Rhymes at that time. And so to see that...
Busta Rhymes like, on, like, speed. Like, you know,
yes,
so fire. Somebody give this nigga a decaf, like, for real.
Right. Because you turn around and be like, danger! And people are like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, he was intense.
That nigga had hip-hop. Yo, he had hip-hop Tourette's. That's what he had.
Yeah.
Yelling out shit.
Facts. So true. So it's crazy to see that happening, but at the same time, I guess you never really know people until you know people. And it's crazy because you would have never thought that that could have been something that he could do, but... I mean, if convicted, well, there you go, life in prison, and that's what you...
Especially because when he first went away, it was accused of rape, and
he said
he remained his, you know, innocent, that he didn't do it, that he just got, you know, the short end of the stick. My brother, you've created a paper trail for yourself now.
Mm-hmm.
It's either you're being victimized because they know what your history is, so they're gonna try to use it against you, or bro, you're really that stupid.
Wow.
Yep.
Could
and
be
he's
a little
that
bit
stupid.
Of both, man.
yeah. Could be.
Could be a little
Could
bit
be.
Of both. Wow. Yeah, because it's like, no, it can't be him, because I eliminated him immediately. He just got out of prison. No, it can't be him. But damn. All right. One more story before we get back to the music.
Okay. Benny, you're new here. So with me and Nicki Minaj, there is a very hate relationship.
Sit back and sip your drink on this one, bro. Because she's going to take a while.
No, actually, I'm going to put my drink down. Fuck Nicki.
Thank you.
I'm with you. Fuck Nicki. Because I was so happy that Remy got in her ass, and I was happy that she went on Cardi, because Cardi's not playing that shit either. So I was, go ahead with your rant. Go ahead. I'm going to drink to it now.
Definitely I am not a fan. Who knows? From the very fucking beginning that this girl came out, I just thought it was all for show, and it was bullshit. I do not like her. I don't care for her music. I think she's trash. But what's funny about this particular story is that she thinks that our favorite rapper, it just says your favorite rapper, tried doing voodoo on her. So she goes out to, yeah, exactly my fucking point. I couldn't understand it. So she says, you know, what if one of your favorite rappers went and did voodoo? And Minaj continued and said, so fucking dumb, went talking about it, not only texting about it, but went talking to people and didn't know that somebody was in air reach that knows me very well. And so she goes on her rant to continue talking shit about whoever she thinks. And the only person that I can honestly believe that she could say something about would possibly be Cardi B. I don't think anybody else would... Remy's not gonna have time to sit here and do voodoo. Nobody wants to do voodoo on you, girl. You're past time already. Like you've done your little barbs. You've done your little bullshit. And I just think that is. I don't think anybody. It's just like that's the
Cardi's where she's at now. Cardi's her only threat. That's what it is. Because Remy's not in the public eye rapping like that no more. But Remy's still nice, right? So, but Cardi's the one that's still making music and pushing. So it would have to be Cardi because Cardi's also Dominican, Brujeria, and all that good shit, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I think she's talking about. She doesn't specify who it is. Megan Thee Stallion?
Is that a threat to her?
I don't think it's everybody now, as far as women goes, I think she has a lot of threats because you have these group of women now that are unscared to speak their fucking piece. There are now you have these women that do spit bars, and not to say because Cardi B is one of the people that she said it. She doesn't write her own music. Her threat really right now in this lifetime is Remy Ma, because Remy Ma writes her own shit.
And then writes
her own shit. Sits with her husband who is nice as fuck, and everybody slept on him. Too. You know
yeah,
what I'm
Papoose
saying?
Papoose gets no love.
Never gets any love. And that man is ridiculous when it comes to the fucking, to like, just his freestyle and his flow. So, to me, I just think you're reaching at this point because you know that little by little, you're being pushed out to the side. And all the shit that you gave, you know, Lil' Kim and all the trash you talked about Lil' Kim, who was a fucking pioneer for the women back in the 90s and the 2000s. She was the first to do it, and you bit off of her. And now all you have now is reaching for the clouds to try to say that somebody's supposedly do it. Girl, ain't nobody got time for you. Sit your ass back. Take care of your kids with your pedophile husband. Take me a seat.
Yeah, factual. Factual. But see, this is why I appreciate it. And I might be biased because Cardi's from the Bronx, but Cardi came out on Summer Jam and did it the right way when she brought out the Queen. When you bring out Latifah to recognize all her roses, when you bring out MC Light, you know what I'm saying? Like You know what I'm saying? Like, Cardi did it the right way. She paid homage. Nicki out here acting like she's the first female to be bad. Like, shut up.
Yes. Yeah. Sit the fuck down. Sit down.
I always wonder what happened to Nicki. When she first came out rapping, it was like, you know, it was totally hip-hop. It wasn't R&B, crossover, any of that stuff. Then something really switched where she became like a diva. Or maybe she was always the diva, but this is a way to make her money. And this is the direction she went in.
Well, I think that a lot of people
I remember Jean Grey.
Oh, wow.
Her,
Jean Grey.
And,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then
she
just kind of broke off from that
chick,
group.
There was a chick from London that was nice, too, that was out for a while that was, you know, before Nicki, and that was Lady Dynamite. She was bad, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just the fact that when Nicki first came on, Nicki had a little bit of bars. Because I've seen past tense videos and shit of her before she even had fame. She was all right with it. She was all right with it. But then it was like the moment she got signed, it was this commercial. This she thought that she was the only one who wore the wig, who did the Barbie thing. Like, no, boo, you got that from Little Kim. Little Kim paved your way, love. And the fact that you were arrogant enough to not even give her that, it speaks volumes of you, and that's why I never fucked with you as an artist. Like, I just thought you were trash. But Cardi B, the only reason I could say that I fuck with her is because of the fact that, one, she knew who she was from the jump, and she never let nobody sway her different. She knew that, I maybe don't write all my rhymes, but she's sick with it. She can present what's needed. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
So and then the fact too that she is Brooklyn as fuck. She is New York as fuck.
Hey,
she
easy,
doesn't care
easy,
how she comes
easy,
across.
Easy.
Not bad. Not
easy.
Bad. No. Wait,
she's from
I'm
the
not
Bronx,
saying that in a
from
bad
Brooklyn.
Way. Okay, I'm
she's
sorry.
From
she's
the
from
Bronx,
the Bronx. Y'all got a lot of boroughs, and y'all got a lot of boroughs.
We got five. We got five boroughs.
They all mixed in well. You know, it's just like they all mixed in. I went to New York one time, and I was like, damn, this is, I love New York. I promise you, New York is a melting pot for everything.
I'm going to send you a New York map. I'm going to send you a New York map with all the borough circles, okay?
I got my glasses ready, so I can just sit there and be like, let me see this really quick.
All right.
But real talk, though, I love Nick. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
We're going to get into some more music. We'll come back and learn a little bit more about Benny Buttons. This is my guy, man. We got to do this again.
True. Definitely. And, anytime you want. I'm more than enjoying myself.
Yeah, I'm loving this. We're going to listen to some more music. We're going to come back and learn more about my man here and also some more hip-hop news. I got to send this out. I know he's not part of hip-hop, but I saw this comedian. He was up and coming for the last few years. David Arnold passed away. Man, that was a shocker. That was a gut punch. He died on the same day, I believe, Queen Elizabeth died, and he got press went to Queen and didn't go to him, but got to shout him out, man. He was that comedian that was on the rise, man. If you haven't checked out his specials on Netflix, David Arnold, one of the comedians that has
that's
been
why
putting
they
in
flooding
a lot
in
of work.
My Netflix. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Saw it
on
my Netflix.
So, if you haven't had a chance to see him, he's been out in the game for a long time and was finally getting his recognition and then all of a sudden died of what they call natural causes at 54. Imagine that.
Wow.
But we're going to get some more music.
Scary.
We'll be back. It's The Fix. Chantel, Puma, and I'm going to say Benny Buttons is part of the show now. I'm just calling it right now.
Listen, whenever you want, I'm here. We can do it. I'm good with it.
I knew this girl named Alana with mad persona. She dealt with reality, never fed into the drama. I met her through my nigga named Jermaine Palmer, who knew her through his peoples by the Baltimore Harbor. Alana was a Maryland, thorough and attractive. Shorty that relaxed with me and kicking back with a fat flick to cool out with stress, cause the game would make you wanna pull
out and go the old school route. But all of that seems when that piece checking the jewel out. A brother was charged, lights flipping, listen to the debarge. Let the shorty hit me with a massage to anoint, lubricating my meridian points. That was the summer, easy to remember. Alana was all up on Tariq agenda, how I used the back bender. She even told her best friend, Blender from Virginia, who asked me if I had a cousin, I could recommend her. But as time flowed on, we grew more mature and further apart. When I began to do tours, we lost contact and slowly parted, reminiscing of when it started. It keep me feeling heavy hearted, a stolen moment periodic, addicted to her presence like a narcotic. Though I wonder if she ever got it, the hypnotic that faded like a dream sequence that persuaded beyond being infatuated, spiritually intoxicated, constipated. I concentrated on how to get in touch with her, cause the fact of the matter remained that I missed the hypnotic. Fighting the feeling I'm concealing, apparently at first appealing, later revealing to be deeper, resistance increasingly weaker. The essence of life is more than just mice and puff and reefer. This universe of black thought that I can teach ya, I'm trying to touch ya, only if I can reach ya. I hit this kid, I sign up on his beeper and asked him if he had a chance to speak to Jermaine Palmer, who fathers the preacher. To make the story short, me and my man soon ran into each other on a humble ladder show with Sam Fran. I said, Joe Palmer, when did you last see Alana? He offered me a seat in attempts to make me calmer. When he began to break it down, my mind started to wind a response beyond somber, incredibly crushed, kind of feeling on my shoulder, that of a boulder. To find out that our life was over, it made the room feel colder. I thought I could get with her when she was a little older, but she a victim of the wicked system that controls her. It's all chaotic, within my life is symbolic, forever shadow on my mental, I never forgot it. Yo, the psychotic, the hypnotic, you check it out, the most melodic, hypnotic, yeah.
You are listening to The Fix. Keep it locked.
You know what I mean? Get ready to go down. Funkmaster Flex Tunnel Stale. Shout out to Big Cat Cypher Sound. M.O.P. Andy up in the fucking background. For the real niggas, you know what I mean? Shout out to Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island, Staten Island, Uptown, Harlem, the BX. All my real niggas with the 20 inches outside. You know what I mean? Get the fuck out and hold on to your shit.
got one in your brain. Stop playing these child of change with me. Representing what 718 dangerously, nigga.
Probation, boy, boy. Not a can with no chaser, boy, boy. From the mouth, I can spit out a razor, boy, boy. Open up your face, you like your boy, boy. In his prime, eat food, dinner time. Junior gone past beginners. Handle business, black velvet, sippers. Females never been as well, they with us. Cause we arrive on a scene just like a high beam, nah, I mean. Don't let us have to make the nine scream, nah, I mean. At your racial police, they regime, nah, I mean. Spiritual well like an Elohim, nah, I mean. In a casino or a yacht, wherever I'm seen, my brothers and sisters are never forgotten, nah, I mean. Don't wanna hear another soldier drop, nah, I mean. Another dope addict is shot with the morphine. And feds are indicting my block, nah, I mean. They're wearing reds from their shoes to their top, nah, I mean. I'm wishing that all the violence would stop, nah, I mean.
When I like this song, I'm tiring, nah, I mean. And some boys stop like ice cream, nah, I mean. From my boy, make the feds intervene, nah, I mean. We send a work or take him shopping, nah, I mean. Parabellum, them are each up in a spleen, nah, I mean. In a prince gunman, reign supreme, nah, I mean. Kingstonians are real blood fiends, nah, I mean. The world is a big crime scene, nah, I mean.
Yo, yo, Mr. President, yo, Mr. President. What you doing from a resident? Yo, Mr. Minister,
Mr. Minister,
why you being sinister? Hey, yo, yo, Mr. President,
yo, yo, Mr. President,
what you doing from a resident?
What you doing with my resident?
Yo, Mr. Minister,
Mr.
Hey.
Minister,
why you being sinister?
Them man in a real buffalo in a Rastafari regime. Bush bungalow where me dwell with my queen. Trash put the bun down in a camouflage green. Love for them where can't go the places we've been. Love for them where can't see the sights where we've seen. That's why them chase all a twist up on a lean, I mean. They better mind we kick it off clean, I mean. Man a gangsta just like Yamdeen. That mean them can't serve Congo jet coats up in, I mean. And who you want come in convene, I mean. Attorney of the rock and come in, I mean. Me pocket them green like
Berlin, I mean. Me regular fly out and fly in, I mean. The stadium park like sardine, I mean. Yeah, guess we'll see the boss, the world need caffeine. Run out of red and antihistamine. Watch over golem for me like Listerine. You think I lie way better than Al Pacino, I mean.
It's genocide, it's a genocide. It's a genocide, it's a genocide. Fifth floor cooking raw, had my own supply. Cause of capitalist ways, that was back in the day. So now I do rap and it pays.
You're locked into the fix with Chantel and Puma and our special guest, Benny Buttons. Benny, where'd you get the name Benny Buttons, man?
First off, you just listening to that made me want to say Wagwan so bad. I was like, Wagwan, Wagwan.
What, what?
At first, I was hitting the Namis, and I'm like, Wagwan. Every time I said Nami, Wagwan. Oh, shit, that was
I'm telling you,
just inspired me to write a track. I'm going to make a track called Wagwan.
Love it.
Wow. All right, Benny Buttons. Benny came from. I'm a 70s baby. So you know, I grew up with the KRS-1s, the Gurus, right? Where our names were acronyms. Mm-hmm. Knowledge reigns supreme over nearly everyone. Gifted, unlimited right. Rhymes, universal. You know what I'm saying? Like it had a meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So my initial name was, it was Koma. K-O-M-A.
Why was that?
It was actually comatose.
Okay.
That came about because when I first I could write. I could always write, but I couldn't freestyle. So it was like one day I just blacked out freestyling, and it was just like I was in a coma. I was just done. But it had a double entendre to it to where the fact that I was still unsigned and unknown. So when you're in a coma, you're just, people forget about you. You're dead to the world, so to speak.
Hmm.
So
okay.
The coma,
nice.
The acronym, wow. The acronym for comatose was, at first it was killing open mics and taking out suckers every day.
Wow.
And then when it, yeah, and then when it was just coma, which that personality that AKA is still there. Coma is just killing open mics always. But Benny came about maybe about, I want to say, shit, maybe 10 years ago, because one of the guys I worked with didn't believe that I was as old as I was. And he looked at me.
So now
like,
we gotta ask, how old are you? Now inquiring minds want to know, how old are you?
I did say I was a 70s baby, so I'm gonna be 45. I'm gonna be 45 next month.
Oh, you're
oh,
still
wow.
a youngin',
okay.
though. You're seasoned. But
yeah,
a
you're still a youngin'. I got 10 years
yeah,
on you, bro.
well, shit. That's good. That's great. Listen,
yeah.
this is just real talk. This is real talk. Puma, where did you grow up?
Man, I grew up. I was born in New Haven, Connecticut. So
okay.
I grew up in there, New York, and in North Carolina.
Okay, so at your age, and I don't mean to exclude you, Mama, but for dudes,
no, okay.
it's for growing up in the city, it's for dudes. Listen, I'm blessed to see 45. Understand that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I was blessed to see 30. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's been walk-bys in my neighborhood. Dudes lost lives and shit like that. Like, I've lost people in my life. I am blessed to
yeah.
be
gonna be 45. I'm happy with this shit.
Correct. Yep. Yeah, as you should be. Mhm.
So, yep. Okay, away from the sour shit, you know. Yeah, but, so, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. But Benny,
definitely,
my man
definitely.
Said I didn't look my age, and so he was like, "You got that Benjamin Button," and he was like, "You like that Benjamin Button from the Bronx." And I just shortened it up and was like, Benny Buttons sound better. So it just became Benny Buttons from the Bronx, and I just became Benny from the fifth floor because, and I'm glad, not glad you brought up the reference of the young comedian, the comedian that just passed. But
yes.
funny enough is that I grew up in the Bronx, and I grew up on the fifth floor of my block in my building. And Rashid Thurman, may he rest in peace, he was up and coming on Bad Boys. Where he was like,
yes,
the old Spanish
yes.
dude ain't the one you could rob.
Right.
And
one of my
he was like, that's not me.
David.
That's not me. Yeah. Somebody die on me. That's not me. I live on the fifth floor. I pay. That's it. And what's fucked up is that dude sounded like my granddad so much, yo.
Man, he was so dope. He was so dope when he did
yeah,
that.
Rashid was
he
the
became,
truth.
Right.
He became crazy big. Yes. And then he
all
passed
for that
so
one
suddenly. Like,
kid.
It was crazy.
Right. And
yes.
So,
yep.
But
yep.
I ran with that because, one, he sounded like my grandfather. Two, I was raised on the fifth floor. So it was like, now, it's like I shortened it. So it's not, it's Benny Buttons, but it's Benny from the fight. Because I'm from the fight floor. That's okay. It. If it happened on three, that's no me, baby. That's not me. You want the $5? You want the $5?
He said that man walked me. I walked that man all the way home.
Oh, yeah.
Turn around. I give you the $5.
Oh man, yes.
And let me
that's
tell
great.
You, they. Because of that, people have hit me up like, yo, you got to do the skit. I'm not going to do the skit. I love the skit. I'm not going to do the skit. I know that shit verbatim.
Yeah.
I'm not a skit doer. You know what I mean? Like, but if I did one, that would be the first and last one I do.
Okay.
But
You can't do it. I don't know if you could do it any better. I'm not sleeping on your skills because I'm pretty sure you sound just like them. If you did it, I'd watch it, support it. But for Rashid, I mean, that's just classic bit that it's like, oh, man.
You don't touch it. You don't touch
it.
It's like you don't remake Back to the Future. You leave Back to the Future the fuck alone.
Exactly.
You don't remake that.
Yep. Yes, you don't touch things that don't fuck with nothing that needs to be fucked with. If it is what it is, it is what it is. But
listen,
he is definitely
listen.
Somebody like, that made me want to, like, watch more of his skits and, like,
mm-hmm.
just want to know more about him because he was so dope. And the fact that he did that was just so relatable to
everybody.
It
was on point.
And I'm sure, yeah, it was, definitely.
It was so on point. Matter of fact, you know what? I swear to God, I'm going to find a cat sleeping on the bread and I'm going to make that one of my shirts. Why is there a cat sleeping on the bread? He lived here, I bet.
You're asking too many questions.
You know what I'm
right.
That's it.
Do you want the bread or you don't want the bread? Damn. Oh, that's great.
So it's like, I evolve with my name. I evolve with my music. I'm not interested in cutting or trying to make a record deal anymore. I do music as my therapy. Like, I did a freestyle today. And it's
yeah.
been it's been a month and change since I've done one. I haven't felt the need because I'm not trying to make an 808 album. You know what I'm saying? As good as the 808 album, and fuck Kanye too, because I'm not really a big fan of his. But the 808 album was kind of dope.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
But
produced well. Yeah.
I'm in a season in my life where I'm still trying to rebuild some shit of my life, and I don't want every verse I write to be on some sorrowful shit. You know what I'm saying? I miss doing happy music.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I miss being happy. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
but it's dope to know that. It's very dope to kind of see that you take the music as therapy, because I feel like a lot of people don't get that. And I'm big for saying that music to me is therapy. Music speaks volumes to me. I really do sometimes kind of, when you say music is how you talk to people, that's me in a sense. Like, I use music as everything. So for me, that's a big thing. And the fact that you do that, and what hit me most one time, I think you said, you're like, I needed to get the words out of my head. And I thought that was, right, like, it's dope, but then I'm sure it's also very, like, confining, because, you know, you just got shit to say and you have to take it out. And like you said, it's dope to kind of see you not, you're just, the love of music is why you do what you do. And that's dope.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I, for sure. one of the realest bars I've ever wrote in my life, I wrote in one of my last freestyles, and it was just like, because a lot of people come in, you know, I got the whole Monica, let me put my drink down and shit like that. And I can't, look, I've overindulged on my life sometimes. You know, I get a little tipsy. Life is a hell of a drug, man. You know, fuck this shit sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, people have criticized and made their comments, and I had to clarify, like, yo, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm just a drinker. The problem is that I only drink when I'm stressed, depressed, or vexed. And I'm damn near all three every day.
Facts. Facts.
You know what I mean? So it's
that.
Not
that.
I don't wake up like I need a bottle, I need a beer, or I need, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I just, you know what I'm saying? I have my days where it's just like, I don't want to feel shit. I don't want to feel shit.
And that's okay. And I think that that's something that we have to okay. It's not the sense of saying it's okay to like just drink or drink your issues away, but it's the sense of that is a stress reliever. As an adult, there's so much on a person's back that we never know. We're not perfect human beings. So we just, it's kind of like the redundance of life, and it gets there.
Right.
And I'm big for that. He knows that. You know, Puma knows that. I already told him when I called him earlier. I was like, bro, I'm on my first drink down the bottle. Like, I'm fine. That's how I feel today. Like,
The problem is,
you know?
I said this in one of my actual song I did. I said, I'm trying to drown my demons. The problem is these motherfuckers don't get drunk. I'm trying
to they're loud.
Them. They don't get drunk. These sons of bitches got an
you get
drunk.
Facts. That's
facts. Bitch, what do I got to do to get you drunk?
It's
I'm
not
trying to
a
make
cheap
my
date,
demons
baby.
Go
it's
night
not
night,
a cheap
yo.
Date. No. It's not a cheap date.
No, listen, I'm gonna have to roofie myself. The fuck? Nigga, go to bed. Go away
not
for a little
night,
bit.
Bro, not gotta put it in a chokehold and go not night. Go sleep.
Real
bro,
yo. And,
oh, man.
This is the
crazy
part of me that I do love on being on TikTok, because I I'll tell you, and it makes me beside myself when I get messages from people that tell me, listen, thank you for your content because I was in a dark place and I wasn't thinking straight, and your content pulled me out of some very ill-advised thoughts. You saved my life.
That's what's up right there.
I've seen somebody
that's
crying great on their live, and I jumped in on their live, and I'm like, nah, you know, we gonna make you laugh. We gonna, you know what I'm saying? And that person holds now a special place in my heart, and I hold one in theirs, because unbeknownst to me simply just jumping on their live because I didn't want to see them crying, I saved their life.
That's
that
a
night.
Lot. Yeah, and that's a big thing, man. That's a big thing. That's what TikTok does, and that's what social media does in general, is allow people like you and just people in general who have that same mind frame that, you know, I'm going to go on as a hurt person, but my hurt is going to help somebody else and get them out their hurt. And so it's definitely combined to where you know, you're doing for somebody and you're giving back without even realizing it. That's the crazy part, you know?
That's yeah. Right. And you know the saying, hurt people, hurt people?
Yeah.
That, but oh my God, I say that all the time.
There's also hurt people like myself.
Help people.
That help people. Exactly. Hurt people can
mm-hmm.
help
people.
Help
yep.
And in turn,
true.
You don't even
so
know, understand, like, me helping these people, sometimes it brings more light
it
to my life
you.
And more meaning to my
yes.
life. Like, fuck, yo,
yes.
this is, you know, it's real.
What you're going through is not that bad. It is, you know, not to downplay what you're going through is not that bad, but at that moment, what you were going through, somebody else was going through something even worse, where you can go ahead and make that day the extra day. Like, you know what, even though this is life and it throws shit at me, I'm going to get up and I'm going to keep putting my best face forward, where somebody else is like, I'm done with that best face. I can no longer handle that best face. And you just brought
almost,
life to that. So super
it's
dope.
Almost like a support that folks are supporting
mm-hmm.
each other. That's what I like about TikTok is that people support each other. You know,
yes.
you haven't even met these
yes.
people and they're supporting your
yes.
page. They're supporting, you know, certain things you say. And it's becoming a community. If you're not following
yes.
Benny Button, follow this man. This man has some content.
Yes.
He has something to say. gentlemen, yeah. get your grown man on. Get your drink, your cocktail.
Get
put your pinky out like you're supposed to do.
Can I get some more dudes in my shit? Like pause, but I want some more dudes in my shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, y'all, I swear to
Benny,
God.
Don't
y'all
knock the women,
here.
Benny.
No, listen, I love them. Trust me. My boy used to call me the Spanish version. He used to call me the Spanish LL, and I'm good with that. But listen, I get geeked. When I see my brothers in there, it is just like, finally, yes. Like, come on, like let's talk, let's rap. And it's to find like-minded dudes. It's hard because, you know, niggas out here just... They just trying to get some and they
yeah,
they
yeah, yeah.
all this bullshit. All this be a grown motherfucking
it's,
man.
It's the shirt off, water dripping all over his body.
Listen, you gonna make me put my drink down and throw the fuck up. I'm not trying to drink none of that shit.
But it's true. On TikTok, it is literally dudes like glistening, they're glistening, water dripping all over their body type shit. And
yeah,
I'm just like,
yeah,
you're reaching,
no,
love. You're
no,
reaching.
No, they don't come
no.
up on my feed.
No, not at all.
Then I must be searching the wrong thing. I'm sorry. Then
yeah, you must be on another TikTok, right?
Yeah,
I must be the
you
one.
You on gray sweatpants
body.
TikTok? That's what you on.
You know what? We're not talking about me right now.
Okay, yeah. Busted.
All right. You don't know my life.
We're going to come back and talk some more. This is The Fix with Chantel, Puma, and Benny Button.
Let's go.
Hold up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo, I
stopped
the phone.
For real, because who ain't got
no
feelings, feelings.
I got this. Just watch my back. I got your front.
Check it out now. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will
get touched. You can put your whole army against my semen. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots to make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Enough niggas deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done spark the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next crime I write might be about you. Son, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Scared to death and scared to look.
Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get stopped, locked down, and turned nuns. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one. Shook one. Hey, the crook, son.
He just shook one.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much to get to trust, safeguard on my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, M, you don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, mind, son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, EMJ got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hole for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on them, I put on all my peoples. React with lyrics like Max, I hit your dome up. When I roll up the beat, go sleep because the freak.
Sonny shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Living the life that is on the gun. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuts. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one. Shook one. He ain't a crook, son.
He just a shook one.
To all the villains and the $100 billions.
Come and get some. Play my position. Hot Nixon, this one.
for all the sick ones. Affliction, poisonous, dark sickness. Best believe, finger itching with two broke legs. Now I'm tripping on MC's cliche. Shot that ricochet, start double, bust bubble. Hip the wicked ways, gotta love me. G.O.D. no one above me. Look good, but fuck ugly. Tap your jaw from my punch, fuck the sun and you. Got you shitting in your last hubby, running who? Running fucking who? Punk, get a speed bump coming through. A single shot, make your meat love respect, uh-huh. Woo.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I put it on a nigga. Shit it on a nigga. Turn a Christian to a certified sinner. The bomb I released, time been up.
Explode.
When you got sent up, I was hitting your ex-ho. Shit, I kept low, petrol your metro. Politic, keep the chicken heads gobbling. Shit, I'm driving in, come with full collagen. Terrorize your city from the split committee. Kick ass to both Timberlands, turn shitty. Gritty, smack the driver head in the gypsy. When I approach, rappers be taking notes. I drop like I should've invented the raincoat. Absolute, I love the burn to the roots. I keep coming till you pour sperm from your boots. Vigilante, hardcore to the penis. Tell you fuck you, my attitude is anemic.
I'm the illest nigga alive, watch me prove it. I snatch your crown with your head still attached, yeah, to it. Cannabis is the type to fight for mics. Beating niggas to death and beating dead niggas to life. When you look at me long enough, I start to read your thoughts if the signal was strong enough. And then I call your bluff like, yo, how many rhymes you got? I could go on for more millennia. The monsters got on a car lot and there's nowhere to run to. When I confront your nigga, I call your bluff like you had a phone number. Who wanna see cannabis you wild? Who wanna act flying, get shot down with a surface to air missile? I take them on and on, shape, size, and form to spit on anybody who ain't close enough to shit on. 0 to 60, I'm already doing 100 when I'm running, and I give it to any nigga that wanna.
Stay off the dark, cause if I catch you when the sun is down, run it clown, come up off that. I'm gon' gun it down, run it now. However strong go, it's gon' be that. See that? That shit'll finish you, dog. Leave that. Where we at? Do you value your life as much as your possessions? Don't be a stupid nigga, learn a lesson. I'm gon' get you either way, and it's better to live. Let me give what's up in your sock, cause it's better to give, to receive. Believe what I say when I tell you. Don't make me put you somewhere where nobody can smell you. And when the lights is out, they don't come back on. This ain't a flick, you ain't gon' come back on. You ain't that strong, knew it was wrong. But you asked for it, baby. Use a big nigga, ski mask for it, baby. So I can hit you up on front seat. To get something sweet. One deep, even behind.
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Blaze the hot trizak.
Shine like heaven. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Come on, Mr. Smith, come get some.
My young thugs fantasize of borrowing flows. Tell little shorty with the big mouth, the bank is closed. The symbol on my arm is off limits to challenges. You holding rusty swords, I swing the Excalibur. How dare you step up in my dimension? Your little ass should be somewhere crying on detention. Watch your mouth, better yet, hold your tongue. I'ma do this shit for free this time, this one's for fun. Blow you to pieces, leave you covered in feces with one thesis.
LL Cool J is hot.
Every little boy wanna pick up the mic and try to run with the big boys and live up to the real hype. But that's like picking up a ball playing with Mike, swinging in King Griffey or challenging Roy to a fight. Stop it, you're amateur MCs. Don't you know I'm like the Dream Team touring overseas? For rappers in my circle, I'm a deadly disease. Ringmaster, bringing a tiger cub to his knees. In the history of rap, they've never seen such prominence. Your naive confidence gets crushed by my dominance. Now let's get back to this mic on my arm. If it ever left my side, it transformed into a time bomb. You don't want to bar that, you want to idolize. And you don't want to make me mad, nigga, you want to socialize. And I'm daring every MC in the game to play itself out position and mention my name. I make a rhyme for every syllable in your name. Go platinum for every time your grimy ass was on the train. Watch your mouth, don't ever step out of line. LL Cool J, nigga, greatest of all time.
Welcome back to The Fix. It's Chantel, it's Puma, and Benny Buttons. We got one more segment before we get out of here, but wanted to get some more news locked in here. You all are not privy to the chatter on Instagram and in the DMs, but we have a good time laughing.
Man, I'm telling you, Benny was talking about you talking to squirrels. Yes, the fuck I was talking to squirrels. I was like 4, 5, 6, 7. What? Say something.
All right. So full disclosure, Chantel sends a picture of her going outside. Ain't nobody outside. She ready to start some beef with the Mob Deep shit on. I'm like, yo,
okay.
Go back inside. But you gonna look for a squirrel and beef over nuts?
That. And I knew that. I knew when I went outside, nobody outside.
We had black.
We got racks. We, yeah.
Yeah, we got black squirrels.
We got
in
whole
Chicago.
Racks.
Black. All black.
Yeah.
Fucking squirrels
be
out there with do-rags on. Wave cats.
I'm telling you. Ready. Ready. Like, say something. What you got to say?
Yeah.
Say it. Say it. That's why I told you when I went outside, I was ready. And then nobody was there, and
shit.
I was like, yeah. I need to take my second
time.
Just before I go.
I thought so.
Chantel going outside on her DMX shit. Hey, yo, son. Those are my nuts. Give me my nuts.
You know what? That's how I feel. That's how I feel. Let's get back to the news. Telling you, Boomer, you got me game banging over nothing right now. I'm game banging over shit. I'm just outside in the corner like
that.
Oh,
bacon,
man.
Nigga, you
want
that bacon?
Game banging over bacon. Stop playing.
You gang banging on bike.
Man. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to get back to the fix.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about the world's most hated and graded kind of Kanye West. We have this love-hate relationship
with
Kanye West.
Put me on mute.
So let me tell you. Let me speak my piece. You know what I'm saying? Kanye West came out for Chicago. And I was all for it because this was a difference in hip-hop, and he gave it a different class. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't the best rhymer, but he was definitely a hell of a fucking producer, and he came out with, like, his first couple albums were, by far, I just say, it bigged up Chicago all day, every day. And now I just think, and me and Puma have talked about this, I lost the love for him. Where my son now loves him. My son adores him, and he's heard, because, you know, he grew up with, you know, with my music, and so, of course, he heard what I had to bring to the table when it came to Kanye, but his Kanye is not my Kanye. You know what I'm saying? So when I seen the documentary on Netflix, it made me re-fall in love with who he is, but at the same time, I just can't understand where it went wrong. And I think where it went wrong was when his mom passed away, and then he just became famous. Everything that he used to talk about prior to fame is what he let control him, and he's lost. So with that being said, you know, Kanye West was leaving gaps. And in an interview, he told somebody, I'm not going to argue with people who are broker than me. So Kanye West had made this stance clear on why he's leaving the gap, explaining the reason for his departure in a new TV interview. And y'all can find it anywhere. After having his legal team send his apparel partner a request of contract termination notice, you know, he doesn't want to explain why he wants out. He became irritated with Gap when they didn't allow him to price garments for their collaboration, and he felt that they used his brand to leverage a much heftier price tag than the modest idea he had in his mind. He claimed they ripped him off of his black T-shirt designs and sold it for $19.99. And also promised him to build Yeezy Gap stores that never came into fruition. So, in a sense, I can kind of understand that, you know what I'm saying? But also, too, this man has people wearing fucking plastic water bottles as shoes and calls it fucking clothing.
You saw those?
Garbage bags. Yes, garbage bags. Yes, the fuck, how I didn't see it. I was mad as hell. Justin Bieber had the first fucking pair, and I'm like, why are you sitting here posting this shit? I'm motherfucking, like, yes, had plastic bottles in the form of shoes and garbage bags in the form of clothes. And then Kanye had the audacity to sit there and say, you know, clothes are clothes. He basically, what the issue was that people were saying, you know, you're kind of like, you're making fun of or creating a mockery of people who are homeless. That don't
homeless,
have
right,
clothes,
right,
that wear
right.
garbage bags.
Right.
Yes. And it's the audacity for me. You grew up in Chicago. You know what the fuck we were. How dare you make fun of that? And how dare you think that that was okay? And to bring that to light, it's not a form of fashion. There's no fashion sense to that. It's
no,
a form of mockery.
No.
It's
this
a form of mockery.
People walking out looking like they were in Missy Elliott's video, I Can't Stand the Rain. Like, he
yes,
had them walking
yes,
out of their house like that.
Yes, Yes, and I could not understand or fathom for the life of me why that was okay. So to me, that when you ridicule somewhere where you grew up in the South Side. South Side is not nice. You've seen that shit on people. People didn't wear that for fucking fame and fortune, or people didn't wear that for fashion. They wore that because they had no other choice. And I just feel like you lost sense with who you were and where you came from to whatever the hell you are now. And I don't respect it, and I don't appreciate it.
This is so gross coming out of my mouth right now. Honestly, the only idea I could think that this man had was to normalize it so that they're not picked on, which is still ill-advised.
And that's not okay. Yes, it's not okay. You don't do that. Yes, exactly. I don't know where it went wrong for him. I just think, like, you got to a platform or a status quo of fame, and you forgot who you were. And in that documentary, when you watch it, even if you don't like him, just watch it for the sake of watching it. But just see where this creative mind...
It opened up a lot for me. The scary thing about that documentary is you watch it, because I wasn't going to watch it until you pushed me to watch it. The scary thing about that documentary for him is that it's not going to end well for him. It's just not going to end well for him. That's the sense I got watching the documentary.
Because
there's
going to
be a lot of
people
taking advantage of him.
And he was so far ahead of his time that he is literally like... And I don't know if people will agree with me, but he is the Michael Jackson of this generation, of our generation, when it came to the differences in music and in production and in beats and in taking songs from the 70s and mixing it in. It was just, he was such a creative mind. And the fact that he let that go, it fucking sucks, bro.
I can't give him Mike. What I will give him, because his production is fire, I will give him maybe our generation's Quincy Jones.
I don't know about that.
So let's just play devil's advocate. He sold when nobody believed in him. Kanye West believed in himself so much more that he made you believe in him because of that. And you got to give that credit. You got me. For someone to be able to sell me water when I know it's water and make me pay $10 for that shit says a lot about who you are. He was a genius in that aspect. So you have to give him that. I think Quincy Jones is very much so in the abduction. You can't take him out of who he is. But I just think he oversees that too. I guess I could be wrong. But
where Kanye lost me... Kanye had an interview with Playboy magazine, and I'm not sure if it was before his mother's passing or after, but Kanye's arrogance, like his debut album, College Dropout, was dope. I like the 808 album, even though, you know, it was full of pain, and I understood that. I can, you know, art, you know, it was breakup, all that good shit, got you. But the more I heard of him rapping, the more arrogance, and then this Playboy article came out where he... This motherfucker said, if Jesus was alive today, I am sure that I would be in the new Bible. Why, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Is Jesus rapping?
Yeah, that's
narcissism.
I remember that.
He lost me on that one. He lost me.
Yeah. It's a very narcissistic mind frame that he has, and it has to do with him being bipolar. That mind frame that also is the best part of him, but then also kills him. You can't take away from what this man has done and what he's produced.
Not at all. No, his production skills are unmatched.
It's his mouth. His thought process. Yeah, it's his thought process.
Does anybody notice anybody who fucks with the Kardashians comes out fucked up?
No, I don't know. Nobody who didn't come out.
We were just talking about that.
Wrestling with Kardashians. Yeah, we talked about that several times. I would. I don't even want
everybody
it.
Kardashian.
I don't want it. I can't hang with it. A man got to know his limitations.
Bitches.
Yeah.
Keep your
booty. Ooh, man, that's a. Oh no, 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 no. Shout out to Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns. Hold on to your hat, bro. But
you
anyway,
gotta wait quick.
I put Quincy Jones. Like, I mean, if you look at his documentary and what he's been through in his life and. the artists that he's worked with and on and a number of genres. I do respect his production, but I can't put Kanye over Michael, over Quincy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. Yeah. Definitely don't put him over.
Yeah.
No, never over.
Yeah.
Quincy
yeah,
is a lot.
They're like in their own. Yeah, they're in their own kind of realm. And then you have the Kanye and hip hop and all that. Maybe Teddy Riley. What Teddy Riley was doing.
Maybe.
You know what?
Time,
okay.
With the New Jack Swing.
Or how about a steroid version of the Neptunes?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
I could see that. Yeah, for sure.
I could definitely see that.
Yeah. That's definitely a Pharrell beat or definitely a Pharrell trait and a thought process of how Pharrell is, but for sure. Yeah. But let's do the last because I know we're almost at the end. Pimp C.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes.
Love
left.
For Tupac. So Pimp C's love for Tupac almost kept him off of Daisy's Big Pimpin' Says Bun B. Pimp C was reportedly so incensed by Tupac's 1994 shooting in New York City that it almost kept him from taking part in one of the most popular collaborations. During a recent appearance on the Stephen Sully Study podcast, Bun B shared that his late rhyme partner was initially against the idea of UGK appearing on Jay-Z's 2000 single, Big Pimping, out of respect for Tupac. So Tupac was not a Jay-Z fan. This is very well known. The Trill Burgers founder said Tupac was not a Jay-Z fan in his career. And when there was a West Coast, East Coast beef, he felt Jay-Z was a part of the collective that were his enemies. Interesting. Jay-Z was good friends with Biggie, who Tupac felt betrayed him when he got shot. Jay-Z has been introduced to UGK by a big DJ in New York named Clark Kent. And he's like, I'm like these guys. I want to work with them. Bun continued. And Pimp C did not want to fuck with people that Tupac did not fuck with because he thought Tupac was the best of, judge of character. And I honestly can say that I can somewhat agree. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that Biggie had any part to do with any of it. I just think the people that surrounded Biggie and maybe Jay-Z didn't have that mind frame where they didn't have the best judge of character who they had in their crew and in their, you know, in their collective.
Okay.
So, yeah, it kept them off of that. So,
what's your thoughts on that, Puma?
You know what? It's hard to kind of believe who's saying what or believe who's telling the truth now because Tupac is gone, Biggie's gone. You're not going to hear from them. Just seems like a story that never ends. It never ends. It's always kind of little tidbits out. But I can see where Jay-Z was kind of, you know, trying to kind of get away from the West Coast or the beef with the West Coast. And I don't know who was involved. But it just seems like a story that never ends, that you always get these kind of blurbs of folks who know or think they know, and then it kind of adds to the story. And I can tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I'm totally confused. Your thoughts, man. I'm kind of confused with this whole thing.
My thoughts? I can respect Pimp C's loyalty. I respect his fucking loyalty for that. Real shit. I've never... I don't know. I'm a big Pac fan myself. And what I loved about Pac is because he transcended hip-hop into poetry. Not many artists do that.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So how they portrayed Pac as maybe being bipolar and shit like that. Look, Jay was still trying to come out of Jazzo's shadow. And Biggie's shadow. So we really don't know what happened. It could have been Knucklehead Little C's that did some shit trying to get under Biggie's good graces better. You know what I'm saying?
You never know.
It's possible. There's so many fucking variables. Can't tell. We can't tell.
No, we can't. So we're going to have to end it there. Benny Button, anytime, man, and we do this. We got to get
man,
you on
you.
Our Fixed channel.
Look, I told you.
On YouTube. Also.
You want me on. I appreciate this. And like I said in the chat, the vibes are fucking dope.
Whenever you guys want me on, I would be more than happy to.
All right.
And we appreciate
that's
that.
That's going to do it for
you've been a pleasure.
Oh, yeah,
definitely
be on, appreciate
yeah.
it. All right.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for this episode of The Fix. Check us out on YouTube. Check us out on TikTok. And on Instagram
Facebook.
Or wherever we are. Facebook, all that stuff. All that. All right. We'll check you out. Peace.
Peace, Punch, Captain Crunch.
Peace.